Get ready for the Salvation Army's 8th Annual Red Kettle Cook-Off on November 1st at Real Life Church. Local chefs will be cooking up their best dishes, all to support those in need right here in our community. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the Salvation Army, Our Best Bank, KTLO, and Staff Bank, and First Community Bank. Every dollar raised helps bring hope this Christmas and beyond. Taste the season, give from the heart, and help make a difference this holiday season.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5-yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Welcome back to Russellville. Home of the Cyclones tonight. Bombers in town to spoil homecoming. About seven, almost 8 minutes for kickoff here, guys. We're just about kickoff time.
Yeah, it's getting close. We don't have the captains on the field yet. Mountain Home is going to be in their all whites. They're going to be white pants, white jerseys, and a blue trim on the outside with blue numbers as Mountain Homes. Looks like our captains are starting to make their way out right here. Haven't seen Russellville's yet. We'll see if we can catch Mountain Homes for you as they're walking over on the other side.
Yeah, while we're doing that, guys, let's go ahead and take a look at tonight's referees. Brought to you by Southern Construction. Looks like we got Quincy Price, Jacobs Jane, Julius Morley, Brandon Stanley, and Micah Clayton. Tonight's referees, they better do a good job, boys. We're going to get loud and obnoxious up in this little bitty tiny phone booth.
It's a phone booth. I wonder if I come out of here. I'm in here as Clark Kent. I wonder if I come out as Superman.
I think you come out sweaty. I think that's all you come out as.
We're going to come out hot for sure.
It's about the equivalent of a porta potty in here, just to give you a frame of reference. But it smells like one, too.
Oh, we got kids out on the field right here for Russellville. I guess they're doing a youth night. They always do a little basketball dribbling something, or every time we're down here for basketball. And, it's one of those – it's a great place to play. They got really nice facilities over here.
Did you say basketball?
I said basketball.
I have a new basketball town. Every time you say basketball, we're going to play basketball sound.
Oh, I like it.
Nice. March Madness, baby. We like to have fun with Brad up here. He's right. A lot of kids on the field are starting to fall out and make their little run out tunnel here. Guys, I'm pumped for some football. I'm ready to see if this Bomber team is rebounding tonight and ready to get it done.
Yeah, after a win, or after having the success they had to start the season, Tobias, and then that loss, I just got to believe they're laser focused. I walked through the locker room a couple different times. It was just a different look around the field house. You could tell they got slapped in the face last week. They didn't like it. And I don't think that kind of feeling is going to leave them ever so quickly. And then you show up, and we've got a fully dolled up, hatted, wearing homecoming brigade. And again, you're just like, what in the world? Why can't we catch a break? So I expect them to come out laser focused.
I will say it's nice that they did the homecoming stuff here at the before the game that's out there, just because of the fact that it doesn't throw off halftime. Once you kind of get through all this stuff and get into the rhythm of the game, then all of a sudden you can kind of just keep it going and go from there. And just one of those that I don't know. I always hated it when I was there. You just kind of deal with it as a player and just try to do your best to ruin what it is. Also, guys, if you're listening to the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show, we will apologize if it is very loud. We are apparently right under the biggest speaker in the world that Russellville has that's right above us into our window. Every song they play, everything they play, to be honest with you, is very, very loud. We're trying our best to mute that, and we shut the window. We started sweating, and don't forget, Superstition Friday. Hit us up on the text line, brought to you by Hopper Termite and Pest Control, 870-321-6839. This is a Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show.
Yeah, hit them up, 870-405-2359. Barkley, any stats that stand out or jump out tonight that...
I've told you some. One thing that was key last week, we've been talking about it. You got a junior quarterback. You hadn't really unclipped him off the leash yet. You kind of let him run free in that game last week. Doubled his completions for the year. He's up to 63 total, averaging 15 a game. Pass yards, right around 171 a game. And then we have been just absolutely dominating the run. I expect those stats to continue tonight. I expect us to lean on the line, as y'all so eloquently put. And I think that the Bombers, as they march out to field, they seem like a team that is on a mission. This is a business trip. I see a lot of business socks over there.
Yeah, we've seen this. We've seen this a lot from Mountain Home. Russellville coming in tonight for their captains are taking their field number 44, Tristan Deal. Help me out, guys, with the rest of these that I can see. They're going to be trimmed out in their all-black shirts with white pants. Number 17, Luke Jones. Number 72, Anthony Carrillo. It's like number 75. Don't have a 75 on here, maybe. It's not 75. Well, they're marching out several of them here. Looks like number...
Bring out everybody.
Yeah, they are, guys. They got a bunch of them down through here. I think they got six different guys right here. Trying to catch them as they're walking out in front of us. Number 99. How about that? Big number 99. Magnus Golden. Also, I got number 75, but I don't have a 75 on our chart right here. And then also we've got number 8. We don't have a number 8 on our roster. Hey, it's going to be a fun night, boys. We don't have half the players on our roster that are starters out there.
Well, like our fans, we'll just make it up.
That's right. I'll tell you. I'll tell you how that goes for sure. So for Mountain Home. Let's look at Mountain Home. Mountain Home looks like we got Eli Jones out there, number 52, Noah Grinninger, number 73, Caleb Perdue, and also number 61, Ivan Pinkston for Mountain Home. That is who our captains are. They're in the center field. Like I said, Russellville is going to be in their all blacks with red numerals, white pants. Mountain Home is going to be in their all whites with blue numerals outlined in gold. White pants. The white hat is about to throw up the coin. 76 and 75 did not make it out on the field. You can only have three out there. I think. Well, we got four. Never mind.
Guys, I don't think I could physically stand up right now if I needed to. There's no wind in here, so toast tired.
No.
I'm going to have to declare an emergency just to stand there.
I'm in the back, boys. So Russellville did win the toss. They are going to defer to the second half. Mountain Home obviously is going to take the ball after that. Caleb Perdue agrees with that with the official. Russellville is going to pick which side they're going to go to. 52. We got about a minute and 22 seconds. I mean, I'm so pinned back here. I can't even see the clock. Yeah. I can't see the clock. I really can't.
They're saying about a minute left.
So Mountain Home is going to go left to right. They are going to receive this opening kickoff. Russellville is going to be going right for left. They are going to kick off here to start this game. As we're about a minute away. Hey, again, hit us up with Superstition Friday. Superstition Friday. Hopper Termite text line 870-321-6839. Give us your superstitions, things you did when you played sports, right? We talked about certain shorts you may wear. Baseball, you're right. Baseball has a ton of them. I know there's a bunch of baseball guys out there. Give us your baseball superstitions and things that you did to make sure that we won this game. And apparently there's a cyclone going off and a warning as the Cyclones take the field and Mountain Home is also taking the field. Once again, we apologize a little bit for the loudness of the speaker, which is sitting right over the top of our heads. But, guys, we're about ready for some football.
It's time. It feels good tonight. The sun has finally set. You know, there's a warm day today, but there's a little bit of crisp, crispness in the air. And I think as far as tonight goes, offense is what you want to be on. Let's start on offense where we struggled so much last week, and let's get all those kinks fixed right out of the gate. Don't you think, Tobias?
Absolutely. You got to get it rolling. You got to start out hot. You're listening to Bomber Football Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home.
You've been listening to the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. We are set for some football here in Russellville, Arkansas, as Mount Home is prepared to take the field. This 6A West matchup against Russellville Cyclones, Mountain Home Bombers. This first quarter is going to be brought to you by Clay Maxi Chevrolet. Clay Maxi Chevrolet first quarter. Go check out Clay Maxi Chevrolet and Mountain Home. If you need a vehicle, they've got a Ford store as well in West Belfont. If you'd like one over there, they've got stores all over the place. We drove past the Clay Maxi Chevrolet in Clinton. I know they've got one down there that they bought on the way down here. And so those guys can take care of any of your vehicle needs. If it's a Chevy, Ford, Jeep, whatever it may be, go talk to Eric in Mountain Home. Eric may not talk to me after tomorrow night, boys. we got a golf game tomorrow. Eric's going down.
May not be on speaking terms. Guys, we're going to honor the great Brad Hallworth, as we do every kickoff, with a little bit of Rolling Stone start me up. Big Chiefs fan. Brad, we know you're listening, man. Hope you're doing well.
Russellville set to this opening kickoff here, and we are now underway as the kick is a high one. It is going to be fielded by at the 15-yard line by Barrett Miller. Barrett's going to bring it out past the 20 and kind of keep his feet, dance around, and maybe get out to the 29-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start this opening possession.
Pretty good starting field position there on the 30 guys. It's the offense, is, you know, just historically this season, they don't come out just super amped up. I mean, it takes them a little while to get going. So I'm hoping tonight you see this first drive they put together.
It'd be nice to see them just absolutely come out, march down this field, and take the wind out of the sails on this homecoming night here in Russellville.
Yeah, I agree.
Tone early.
Brantley going to be in shotgun. He's going to draw them off sides. Mount Home is going to steal a quick 5 yards on a hard count by Brantley. And that'll be first and five, guys. That sets up a lot. You can pass, you can throw. I mean, you can pass, you can run, you can do whatever you want during this now.
And that's been a strong point throughout the season, Brad, where we've not given up penalties in the teams we've played at that several.
I always like testing early in this situation. Just take a deep ball.
Brantley's going to look right. It's going to be a pass out in the flat to Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to make a man miss out at the 30. Going to dive for it, get back out to about the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be no game. Going to bring up second down and five.
Chinny chin chin, just catch a little pass, flipping around, getting some positive yards there.
Trips are going to be to the left side. Brantley's got Talon Palmer down on the short side on single receiver. Handoff inside of Chenoweth. He gets past the 35. He spins around and gets brought down close to first down yardage as they're going to mark him about the 37, 38 yard line. Going to bring up third down and one.
Watching this battle in the trenches ride off early, guys. I think you can tell a lot by, I think the offensive line will set the tone here. Really start to see it. Watch them fire off here. I mean, they really start to get some movement up front.
Brantley's going to hard count. Try to draw him off sides here. He's looking to the sideline. Going to go up, talk to us, go under center. He's going to keep. Quarterback keeper Brantley's a big kid, and they're going to give him forward progress out to the 39-yard line as the four officials coming in. I like that call, guys. You got a big quarterback in Brantley. We've been in the shotguns a majority of the time. He comes up under center, and looks like they are looking at it, and they're going to give Mount Home first down. It's enough for first down yardage, and Mount Home's going to reset the chains.
I always love doing that early, guys, because you're just imposing your will right there. I mean, that's an early shot for Russellville. They're just saying, hey, it's a yard. We're going to get that right now.
First down and 10 at the 39 here as the clock ticks at 10:30 here in this Clay Maxi Chevrolet first quarter. Brantley going to send Barrett Miller in motion. Barrett's going to be at a receiver tonight. With Caden Dotson going down, Barrett is going to step in as receiver. Brantley's going to take the snap, and he's going to look, and he's got Barrett down the sideline. Barrett is going to be upended as he tries to catch the ball. Ball's going to be knocked loose as he comes down to the ground. Good defensive play there for Russellville by number one in on that. Once again, don't have a number on number one. Name.
Brantley sold that one just a little bit, so Barrett had no choice but to get off his feet, guys, and go get that one. He just couldn't bring it down.
I like letting Brantley throw on first down, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a good call.
Second down and 10 as Brantley takes a snap. Chenoweth is going to get the ball up the middle, as he always does. He's going to pick his way. Got to the 43-yard line. Going to give a gain of four. Going to bring up third down and six.
Gain of four. On that pass to Brett Barrett, he had a good ball on it. He jumped high. That defender hit him right about, you know, what normally would be shoulder level, but because he elevated, got him right in the hips and just upended him. It was a good effort for a ball.
Third down and six at the 43-yard line. Brantley takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's got his man just over the sticks. He hits him. He's going to get outside the 40 to the 40, 35-yard line, down inside the 30 Russellville territory. Nice passing catch as he's able to hit Bryce Kincaid out there.
Bryce, a good catch there, getting some yards, man. What a great little sling.
Mountain Home on the ball quickly at the 30-yard line of Russellville in this opening drive. Brantley takes the snap, hands off to Chenoweth. Guy misses him in the backfield. He stays on his feet. Going to dive forward up for 2 yards down to the 28 as we got 9:24 left here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter. Now, Chenoweth does such a good job. He looked like he's going to hit in the backfield right there. Keeps his feet, still gets 2 yards. Reminds me of what he looked like at Southside.
That's right. Seen glimpses of it for sure tonight.
Brantley takes a snap. He's going to roll to his right. He's looking to pass. He's got a man. It's Tate Cudworth in the end zone. The ball's going to be deflected. Great play by Russellville. Tate Cudworth in, had some step on his man. Brantley tried to throw that over the top of the defender. Looks like Bo Mosley is out there, number 16. Great play by Russellville.
You can tell the confidence in Brantley this game after having the game he did last. He's coming out, he's throwing good balls. Russellville's defensive backfield is just playing very good football right now.
Perot family's watching. They texted in on our Hopper Termite Pest Control text line. Brantley's back to pass. Third down and 8. He's going to keep it around the left side. He's got a block. He's going to get it past first down yards as he gets inside the 20-yard line, gets ran out of bounds. They're going to set the 19-yard, just enough for first down yardage. What an excellent job out there. Caleb Perdue out in front of his quarterback with a huge block to spring him for that first down.
Guys, Perdue was over there blindsiding that kid. And all I meant by blindside, he was over there blocking him on the sideline. That was an awesome block, setting that up.
But he says his superstition, since it is Superstition Friday, don't step on the foul line in baseball. You got to jump over that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rich Jarlings listening from Promised Land. Appreciate you, Rich. Rich seems to text in every week with us. Yeah, Rich, we appreciate your support. 8:54 here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter. Your Bombers looking to go in and take a score as they got first and 10 at the Russellville 19. It's going to be a handoff inside as Barrett Miller was that quarterback there. Chenoweth is going to go around the left side, spin down to the 15-yard line. Nice little wrinkle Mountain Home showing there. And I don't know if that's because Brantley got hurt or what we got going on with Barrett out there, but Barrett Miller is in at quarterback now as we got our heavy package.
Chenoweth looks like he was hemmed up in the backfield on that last one, makes a cut to the left, and all of a sudden he turns 4 yards where nothing seemed to exist.
Miller's going to stay in at quarterback. It's a dual threat. He can run and pass, and he's going to run off to the right side. He's got blockers out in front of him. He's going to fight his way inside the 15, all the way down to the 10, 9-yard line. Good job by Barrett keeping his feet. That's going to be first and goal, Mountain Home from the 9-yard line.
Guys, just good job right there by Jacob Chenoweth being unselfish. He's not getting the ball that time. He's lead blocking for Barrett in that situation. Does a good job helping get positive yards.
First and goal is Barrett Miller still in at quarterback. Guys trying to check on if Brantley's hurt. Looks like he's over there talking with Russ Rawls over on the sideline. Dr. Rawls is on the sideline. We'll keep you updated on what's going on there. Barrett takes the snap. Handoff inside Chenoweth. He's around the left side. He's got some room. Cuts back inside the 5. They're going to mark him down right at the 5-yard line. He's such a patient runner, guys.
He really lets it develop in front of him. He's laterally one of the best runners I've seen. He can move left to right so quickly, change direction, and then really shift gears and open up that speed.
So 4-yard run as they give him the 5-yard line. Second and goal as Mountain Home is going to snap this ball deep in Russellville territory. Second goal at the 5-yard line, knocking on the doorstep of a touchdown. Barrett takes the snap. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to put it in the belly of him and keep it around the right side. Barrett is loose. Touchdown, Bombers! Barrett Miller with a 5-yard run on the opening drive with 7:16 left in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter. He stuck the ball in the belly of Chenoweth and pulled it around that right side. Had nothing but green grass and a red touchdown, and he was able to get in. 6-0 Mountain Home.
Beautiful read on that. Read the outside end and was able to keep it. He saw green grass. He knew he had a touchdown as soon as he tucked it.
The kick is up, and the kick is good by Isaac Ballard. Mountain Home strikes first here at homecoming night in Russellville. 7:16 left in this first quarter, sponsored by Clay Maxey Chevrolet. Mountain Home leading 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Driven by our mission to deliver power you can count on, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas go to work every single day on the X's and O's of delivering reliable and affordable electricity to our home field, Arkansas. With over 2,000 employees on our team, our game plan begins and ends with their dedication across our 17 electric distribution cooperatives that cover more than 60% of Arkansas. They are our most valuable players. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to deliver, the drive to win.
Children grow up so fast, but it takes just a moment to plan for their future and their education. Start saving for your child or grandchild today with the Arkansas Brighter Future 529 plan. It's a new name, but the same great way to grow education savings, from pre-K to college or trade school. Visit brighterfuturedirect529.com.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at brighterfuturedirect529.com, paid for by the Arkansas Brighter Future Fund Committee.
As Mountain Home is here, set to kick off, as Isaac Ballard is going to approach the ball here after the score. He's going to squib the kick. It's going to land about the floor. The ball is on the ground. It is loose. The ball was tried to be caught at the 40-yard line. There's a scrum underneath. Let's see who comes away with the ball. It is Mountain Home's ball. Mountain Home with the first big possession or momentum-changing play here in this first quarter. Isaac Ballard squib kicked the ball. The guy on the punt or the kickoff team ran backwards and tried to catch it over his head, little Willie Mays Hayes style, and dropped it, and we are there for the recovery.
Man,
that was exciting.
Offense back out on the field. I'm looking for Brantley.
He's walking out right now, guys.
Okay, here we go.
He's walking out right now. Coach Ackland's got him. He's walking out. Brantley is back at quarterback. Mountain Home takes over here in Russellville territory at the 42-yard line, first and 10. Handoff's going to be inside of Chenoweth. He goes around the left side, past the 40, past the 35, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, getting chased, dives for the end zone, touch. Down, Bombers! 42-yard run, Jacob Chenoweth after the turnover on the kickoff. Mountain Home now takes a 13-0 lead with 7:02 left in this Clay Maxi Chevrolet first quarter.
It's amazing, boys. It's amazing. The accommodations may not be great, but I feel like I'm riding on clouds right now.
I feel like dancing right now, boys. The kick is back, and the kick is blocked.
Oh, they blocked it.
The kick is blocked. Guys, we've had troubles with that over in this last little bit of our special teams. Got to figure out how to block those. Can't give away easy points. Nonetheless, Mountain Home leading 13-0 with 7:02 left here in this first quarter. Brought to you by McClay Maxi Chevrolet. Mark and Laura Case watching. So Mark is a baseball player, guys. He said Superstition Friday, you never ever wash your batting gloves during the season. I agree with that, Mark, for sure.
I didn't know you washed your batting gloves ever anyways.
Brent and Sarah, you probably just threw them away. High roller. Brent and Sarah Murray watching from Hickory with Tennessee. Appreciate you guys tuning in.
That's a holes in them before I could wash them.
Your batting gloves?
My batting gloves, yeah.
I can't say that I was any good at it anyways. Mine probably looked just as new at the end of the season as they did at the beginning.
That's like saying you played a football game and your pants weren't dirty there, Barkley.
Well, I'm just being honest.
Mountain Home set to kick off after taking the 13-0 lead on the quick strike after the turnover on the kickoff. You know, if you're Russellville now, what are you thinking? What's Mountain Home going to do? Are they going to squib it again? Are they going to kick it deep? Ballard has a big leg. Yeah. Ballard has a big leg, and he can get that thing deep. So, let's see what Mountain Home does here.
Well, I mean, you haven't even seen Russellville's offense yet. They haven't touched the field, and we're more than halfway through the first quarter.
Ballard's going to kick it deep down here. It's going to be caught at the 20-yard line going backwards. Mountain Home is right there. Blake Vacco comes in and boom! Lays the smack down on the return man. Guys, we have no numbers. This is number 20. I really wish we had a camera. We have no number 20. If you looked at their roster, you'd think they had about 15 kids playing because that's all they've got up here.
We'll just call him Evan Starbro. He doesn't even have a position.
24. I mean, guys, we have no numbers. We'll just say 20 for Russell. Mountain Home's defense finally going to take the field here with a 13-0 lead. Gotta love where you're starting there, right, boys?
Absolutely. You got them deep in their own territory. Let's see what they're going to do.
Quarterback Luke Jones is going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off. It's going to be the number zero. Quay Prince. Prince is going to bounce off the first tackler as he's going to make it outside the 30-yard line to the 31. We give him a gain of 5. It's going to bring up second down and, I'm going to say 6. Second down and 4 as they've got to get out to the 35-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, I was wondering if the defense is too loose, guys. They spent a lot of time over there on the sidelines.
Jones is going to fake the snap, and he's going to look to his sideline here. He's going to move Prince up for protection here, and Mountain Home is going to jump offside. Noah Greninger jumps offside. He's pointing at the offensive lineman. Not sure if the officials are going to agree, and they are. They're going to say false start on the right guard. False start on the right guard or the center. Couldn't tell what it was, but they got 6 on the first play, and they gave 5 back, second down and 9.
I actually teach that Pee-wee's boys. If you actually jump outside, you just start pointing.
Just
be ingrained.
I'm going to do that when I'm gonna do that when I start making mistakes in here. I'm going to point at Barkley.
Don't point too much. You put an eye on this little person.
Jones is going to take the snap. It's going to be a little pump pass here in the backfield as they're going to get it to number 31. He's going to get out, and once again, we have no number for 31. That's on the bingo card, no number.
No number.
No number for 31.
Cassius Foster, we're going to make it up as we go.
He's going to get 5 yards back, or 5. They're going to get 4 yards out of that. It's going to bring third down. I'm pointing at Barkley. It's your fault, Barkley.
I'm sorry.
It's going to bring up third down and 5 at the 30-yard line. See if Mount Home can get off the field on this third down. Jones takes the snap. He's looking to pass to the right the whole time. He's going to put it down. He's going to throw across the middle. It's wide. It is wide. He was feeling pressure from the outside there as Eli Jones was able to get in the backfield, knock Luke Jones down. He threw the ball wide. It's going to bring up 4th down and 5, and Russellville is bringing their punt team.
And with 4 guys down there, Brett, they were getting a pretty good amount of pressure on him. I felt like he had a good pocket, and then it was just breaking down quickly from that visitor side.
Did a good job by the D-backs there. He was looking right the whole time, or looking left, and came back right, and we had the guy covered. So Russellville is set to punt. He's going to catch it. Boy, he took a lot of time and punted it high. It's going to be high and left. As I'm sure they're yelling, Peter, Peter, Peter. Get away from the ball. It's going to be down at the 42-yard line of Mount Home. That is where we will start our third possession here with 5:26 left. And Mount Home leading 13-0 is Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter. So, Eric, I really want to text in. Yeah, I want to give you a chance to defend yourself on your golf game tomorrow. How much are you going to beat us by? I want to hear it right here live on air, but we're going to beat you. I think we're going to beat their team. Clay Maxey, Eric Stewart's got a team. I think that as Brantley's going to take the snap here, he's going to hand off. This is Bellamy. Jacob Bellamy's going to get some carries here. He's going to rumble out for 6 yards. Anyways, Clay and Eric have a golf team against me and my team. There's a little smack talk going on.
Who's on your team?
We got several good players. We got some Schmetsky boys, got Westwood. We got some good guys out there. I think we're going to be okay.
You bringing some ringers?
I'm the ringer.
I've seen you play. I know that entry.
Second down and 4 is Mountain Home takes the snap. Going to be a handoff here. Jacob Bellamy going to be brought up inside, and he's going to go nowhere. He's going to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of 1. We have 3rd down and 5 as Mountain Home's going to have the ball at the 47-yard line.
You just held them to a 3-and-out. You've got to capitalize on this offensive possession. You got them down 13-9. Homecoming night, you need another score. You've got your boot on them. Don't let it off.
Yeah, I think you got to just demoralize the situation. I mean, you try to get to 45 as quick as possible.
I agree 100% with that, guys. Brantley's going to take the snap, fake the handoff. He's going to roll right. He's going to keep it around the right side, inside the 50, and he's going to go out of bounds right at the yard mark. They're going to say he's a yard short at the 49-yard line. We got 4th down and 1 as we get into Russellville territory at the 49-yard line. Guys, you like to see Brantley know where those sticks are right there and maybe try to get up the field a little bit more, pick up that first down. But what do you do here?
I mean, you're on their side of the ball, barely. And you got 4th and 1. You're up 13-0. I think you take a shot at it. What do you got to lose here?
I say you got to show me that tush push.
I think you're going to see Brantley drop back and punt it and try to pin him right here.
Yeah, he got it. He called it.
Yeah. And Brantley is going to do exactly that. He's going to kick it over the top of the head.
Oh, he got hit with it.
Oh, man, it almost hit a Russellville player as it bounced inside down to the 20-yard line. I think I would have started pointing, saying it hit it as Mountain Home does punt the ball. 4:07 left here, leading 13-0 in Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter.
First down and 10, Russellville.
Hit us up on the text line, 870-321-6839. Superstition Friday. What are some of your superstitions that you do in games? Before games, if you play. Let's see. Don't ever let anybody put their hands in your glove. Bad luck. A lot of baseball ones, Barkley. You nailed this one.
Yeah.
Jones is going to take the snap. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to be going deep, and he has a man. It is going to be dropped.
Oh, we dropped it.
It is going to be dropped. He had his man streaking at the 40-yard line. Jones could not have thrown that ball any better. And it's like, what? As the ball was dropped.
Yeah, you got a gift right there, Brad. That guy had he had a two-step lead on our defender. He had a beautiful ball, and he just was running before he caught it.
Reminded me of that dude off the replacements. They didn't get that dude to elephant glue.
That was dropped about like our coverage last week as we were trying to have it in the press box at home. This time Jones is going to throw across the middle, and he is going to be met and upended. Jones finds his man at the 30-yard line, and Dawson Dunlap comes in and lays the boom. It looks like it's going to be enough.
No. That was a Captain Insano suplex right there.
Yes, sir, it was. He drove him into the ground, probably at least 2 or 3 inches into the soil.
It's going to be a first down here as he paid the price for that as they get to the 30-yard line. Jones is going to take a snap. He's looking left the whole way. And boom, there's another hit. Talon Palmer comes up as he finds his man on the right side. Number 20, guess what, guys?
You don't know his
name. Know his name, but don't have his number. I've got a roster sitting right here beside me. Number 20 is not on there.
Timmy Johnson.
Timmy Johnson it is.
Timmy. I say Timmy's on here. He didn't get notched.
Going to be a 5-yard gain. He gets out to the 35-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 5. 3:09 left here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter. Handoff is going to go around the left side, and he is going to kind of squeak his way through. It looked like Mountain Home had him bottled up a little bit. Number 31.
Marcellus Holt.
We just heard the announcer say it. Hit on the carry. Guess what? No number for 31 on here. We're going to add it. 31. Marcellus Holt.
Chalk it on the board.
It's going to bring up third down and 1 as he gets about 4 yards out to the 39-yard line.
About 2 minutes and 40 seconds left here.
Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter. Russellville looking to the sideline for a play. Guys, they got to have something big here. Mountain Home has kind of dominated this. They're going to send Jones out in motion. He's going to take the snap. He's going to go around the left side, and right there is Caden Del Soto for the tackle, but the ball carrier is going to dive forward. Big number 99. Number 99, Magnus Golden. 6 foot, 247 pound senior. It's a big old boy carrying that ball back there.
Yeah, if you're going to wear 99, you have to have a cool name like Magnus Golden. That's kind of cool.
It is pretty
cool. I wouldn't have guessed that name. That's a great name.
Yeah.
How do you know I didn't make it up and that it was not on the roster?
We have no clue.
Because you can't make up anything that cool.
I agree. Jones is going to send his man in motion. He's going to look to pass. He's going to keep it up the middle. He's going to fight his way for yardage as he gets out past the 45 to the 46-yard line. Give him 6 yards. He's going to bring up second down and 4 as Russellville's finally getting close to the 50-yard line. They have not been able to. This is only their second possession, but have not been able to muster up much offense tonight against this Mountain Home. 1:38 left in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter. Your Bombers leading 13-0. Jones is going to go under center. He brings a man in motion. It's going to be a handoff up the middle, and Dawson Dunlap just missed him as he came off, but he's going to keep the ball, fight for 2 yards as he gets out to the 48-yard line. Big third down and 3 here.
This is a third down where they just got to stop him. Your defense has been out here for a little bit. They've started to get a little bit momentum. I wouldn't let them back into this game. You still got the control. Stop them on this third down.
I agree 100%. Mountain Home looking up at the clock. 56 seconds left here. 16 seconds on the play clock. They're going to have to snap this ball. Jones is going to send a man in motion. He takes a snap. It's going to be handoff up the middle. And it, man, Mountain Home is going to stack him up as he keeps his feet driving for yardage. But they're going to mark him down at the 50-yard line. He's going to be 1 yard shy. Going to bring up a huge fourth down and 1 decision for Dave Wheeler and these Russellville Cyclones.
Now, he ran right into Brenton Setzer there, and Setzer just dug his heels in and pushed him back.
25 seconds. Yeah, sorry, Mark. With 25 seconds left here on this clock in the first quarter, Russellville can let this clock go all the way down and take it to the second quarter, because it looks like that's what they're going to do. That's a team that they're going to try to get on the ball maybe now and try to draw Mountain Home offsides. And he did. Noah Grininger bit. Jones got under center. He faked like he was going to snap it. Hard count. Did draw Noah Grininger offsides. It is going to be 5 yards with 4 seconds left here in the Clay Maxey Chevrolet Bay first down. It is going to give a first down for Russellville.
That's a hard penalty to give up right there.
Now Russellville is going to let this clock go down and take it to the second quarter. After end of one, Mountain Home leading 13-0 here from Russellville against the Russellville Cyclones. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.